And as soon as I sat down at the larger table, I realized it was a little larger group than I had anticipated. And I made a bad mistake. Instead of sitting down, I should have stood up and walked back, got in my car, and drove back to my house. Instead, I chose to sit there with my wife and a number of other couples that were outside the household. And you can quibble about the guidelines, et cetera, but the spirit of what I'm preaching all the time was contradicted, and I got to own that. And so I want to apologize to you because I need to preach and practice, not just preach and not practice. And I've done my best to do that.
I believe that law enforcement officer violates his or her constitutional duty. I don't consider them a law enforcement officer because you don't have the right to pick laws that you think you will enforce and you don't enforce laws that you don't agree with, right? That's not a law enforcement officer. That's a dictator.
Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday of the year. And there are so many things going on that are trying to ruin this particular day for me. And I'm still grateful for a lot of things, but my goodness, with the government overreach and this whole we follow the science bullcrap from people in power, I gotta call it out for what it is. Because apparently, folks, you are going to kill your elderly family members should you meet for Thanksgiving. But if you were out rioting, looting, destroying property, setting things ablaze, or even among those that were actually assaulting violently and killing other people on the streets, that was okay. You had the health department in New York City and in California, and I believe even Washington State, that when they were doing the COVID tests, did not ask. In fact, New York said, do not ask if these people that tested positive were involved in the protesting. The most peaceful protests, the media claimed, happened before. They weren't peaceful anymore because they were hurting the poll numbers for Biden. Look, folks, welcome to Off the Record. I'm Andres. There's a lot of shenanigans happening, and these liberal Democrats in power are more emboldened because they believe the election's over. And if you believe it's over too, then you are not paying attention and are only being led by the media. Do not be a sheep. You're not the American sheeple. Rise above and think for yourself. That's why I'm here doing this program, to keep you appraised about what's going on. Now, if you haven't tuned into my episode recently about evidence, what is evidence, I recommend you check that one out, because this was kind of piggy banking off that. And if you are not tuning in weekly to my election Groundhog Day series, then you really are missing out on what exactly is going on in what's really going on in the world that the media isn't telling you about. But let's get to Thanksgiving, because I'm calling this episode Rules for Thee But Not for Me. At the onset of this episode, you heard a few clips. The first one was Governor Gavin Newsom apologizing, such a smug moron, for getting caught that he was having a lavish dinner, $300 a plate dinner, with health department members and lobbyists for a friend that was celebrating his 50th birthday. I wonder, is that the friend that Gavin Newsom had the affair of the wife with while he was campaigning, or whatever? Anyway, the point is that Gavin Newsom takes care of his friends' wives very, very well. And then you have the other clip, which was from Governor Cuomo, who is an actual dictator, kind of like Gavin Newsom. You have a dictator claiming that the police are dictators if they don't follow the edict of Governor Cuomo, who, along with other liberal governors, were aiming to defund the police. Now you're telling the police to be going door to door to break up Thanksgiving gatherings? With what money were you defunding them? Or how about that Nazi? Okay, fine, not a Nazi, an anti-Semite. Same thing. de Blasio. So he's going to set up checkpoints around New York City to make sure that you're in mask compliance. Aren't these the same ones that were saying that Trump was the totalitarian, authoritarian, the Nazi, the fascist? Take your pick, because they keep using the words interchangeably, even though they don't mean the same thing. They're on opposite ends of the political power spectrum, but whatever. What they mean is total power. So I thought that was Trump. And with the media that continuously lies and is pure propaganda for the left-wing party of this country, you would think that a dictator would shut the media down, but he never did it. So that means they're lying? Yeah, of course they've been lying to you the whole time. And there's a lot of stuff about COVID, about what's real, what isn't, whatever. All I can tell you is that China lied, people died. And we have a party. They're one of the spokespersons that said earlier this year, Rahm Emanuel, never let a good crisis go to waste. And believe me, they are not letting a good crisis go to waste. They want to control you, and that's exactly what they've been doing. They were basically rigging the election by making sure that by keeping you scared of the unseen enemy, that they will install the most fraudulent way to vote, which is the mail-in ballots, which is the number one irregularity happening with the election that's still going on. Which is why it's not done yet. And it's not a surprise to anyone that's been warning about this stuff, like yours truly. But anyway, let's get back to Thanksgiving. Because we can't have Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is outlawed, but hell, I'd be damned if you go out there and loot, riot, and pillage, and protest all you want to say racial injustice or whatever, because an actual criminal gets shot by the police in the process of committing a crime, but because it's police officers against possibly a colored person, it has to be racial injustice. Go out and protest, do your destruction. And the police are told to stand down, don't do it. But if you bought a turkey that feeds 12 people, you're probably gonna be involved in a high-speed pursuit back to your house. Folks, if you don't have a problem with anything I just said, you need to wake up really bad. Someone needs to slap you with a big glove of reality to snap you out of the trance that you've been living in. You need to wake up. There's a lot of craziness going on. A lot of different segments of like political wings and industries and corporations and all that have been emboldened because they believe the election is over and Trump, with a Republican-led Senate, cannot go to war, basically, against the tyrannical left that is trying to control every single aspect of your life. I mean, look at the National Association of Realtors thing that I've been doing for my main show. They are doing a gross overreach to control thinking and speech of their members. And that's exactly what it is, and they have no shame in it whatsoever. And it's only going to get worse from here on out. So, all these governors, Governor Cuomo is saying that you can't have Thanksgiving, but he will meet with his elderly parents and his daughters for Thanksgiving. Why you? What about Gavin Newsom? What about the, I don't know if it's Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania, where they say you gotta wear a mask inside the house regardless of you having friends or family over? If you're just in your own home with the people that live in your home, you have to wear a mask. They don't care about health. They care about the absolute control they have over your life. And they're on the highway to destroy this country of ours. Seriously? They are crossing a line that they've accused only the right of doing. And we are letting them do it. Do not let them control you. I warned about this on my main show when I talked about the government take over of private property. And that was through real estate propositions that were going to be taking, that were going to erode property rights away. They circumvented all that and used health as the excuse. And their wild inconsistencies with it have only exposed them for the hypocrites that they are. Have your Thanksgiving. I know I am. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next one.